get up.
All right. That's right. This is Sunny 101.5. It's 5:30 in the morning. And it's time for the Jack and Tracy Show. We have a brand new jackpot in the Super High-Low Jackpot. More chances to win cash. And all kinds of stuff. Right here. And weather-wise, partly sunny. A stray shower possible. The high is going to be 67. It's 51 now, and here we go. Sunny 101.5.
Sunny 101.5 with Tell Me Something Good.
Tell me something good. Tell me something good.
Tell Me Something Good, brought to us by South Bend School Corporation. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, today we have a special guest joining us, Anne Colonnais from the South Bend Virtual School. Anne is here to share something about such a cool, unique initiative, the Kindness E-Wall. Good morning, Anne.
Good morning.
I love this so much because it's so positive and it is just totally what this segment is all about. Tell me a little bit about the Kindness E-Wall and what it is.
The Kindness E-Wall is a platform that came to us and we utilized it immediately. It's a virtual wall that encourages positivity and kindness, and it can be posted on by teachers, students, parents, administrators, pretty much anybody. It's an interactive space where you can share some type of uplifting message or a GIF or a meme, anything that promotes a supportive, inclusive, positive message for the culture at our virtual school.
That is incredible. Tell me how the idea for this Kindness E-Wall came about.
Well, you know, the anti-bullying program is big right now. I'm sure there's many stories that are available online or in the newspaper about bad, you know, bullying situations. And so the anti-bullying program is very important, and especially with a social media aspect nowadays.
Absolutely.
In normal schools, the activities that create those positive relationships like pep rallies or school spirit weeks are not something that's possible for us to do, at least not at this time, since our students are all at home. But we recognize the importance of nurturing a sense of connection, especially positive in our virtual learning environment. So when this program came to me, and it is sponsored by Indiana, so there's no cost, I couldn't imagine anything better.
Incredible. Absolutely, because bullying is such an issue today. And can you share any heartwarming stories or experiences that have come out of using this E-Wall?
You know, it started slow with our teachers, and then it just built. And parents have posted, administrators, but mostly students have posted. And they have just embraced this platform. They've put everything from, you know, heartfelt thank yous to faculty or to other students, gratitude from parents, encouragement from parents, to funny, you know, comical type of gifs. Like one girl wrote, "Punch a pillow, trust me, it feels better." just, you know, silly stuff. One of the posts that if I can share a couple.
Absolutely.
One of them says, "I just want to thank everyone here at South Bend Virtual School. Since I started freshman sophomore year, let me tell you all, I was nervous that I wasn't going to be able to succeed in any of my classes. But now moving towards junior year, I want to say thank you to my wonderful family for supporting me through this difficult journey."
Oh.
Here's another one. This is very personal. "Melanie is my best friend. She's so nice and caring and one of the closest friends I have. We've been friends in sixth grade, and now we're going to eighth. I love you so much, Melanie. I hope to see you soon." So, you know, anyone can see our wall. It's a public forum, and they can post on it to encourage our students, parents, whatever.
And I am joined by one of those students who posted on the wall this morning as well, Camilla Kleewall. Welcome, Camilla.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Oh, we're excited to have you. Tell me about some of the messages you've posted.
I've posted very empowering messages for students who need stuff like, keep going, you got this, things like that. I've posted things about spring. I've posted things about school. I posted one, always be willing to help a person no matter the situation. Because, you know, people need that sometimes. They just need that little bit of power to get them going through the day.
They need a little boost.
Yes.
What does this wall mean to you? What do you think about it?
I think it's really good for students who need that little bit of help, that need that little push just to keep going, keep doing what they're doing, you know, even if it's just getting better grades, helping out around the house, helping with siblings, helping with friends. Helping people in the community. I think it's just a really nice wall to, you know, empower students to keep doing what they're doing. I think social media has really impacted students of our generation. And, you know, sometimes we just need that little push just to make sure that people know that they matter and that they can do this and they can keep going.
Kudos to you guys and South Bend Schools, Anne, for making kindness such a priority today. It is so important.
Thank you. You know, hopefully other schools will join us on this. They can put it on a screen in the hallway or in the offices or in the schoolroom, so it can be easily utilized in, you know, regular school settings also. Thank you so much.
Tell Me Something Good has been brought to us by South Bend Community School Corporation.
Tell me something good.
You're interested in the Kindness eWall for your school, it's free for Indiana schools to use. You can reach out to South Bend Virtual School for information or Google School Kindness Wall.
All the latest Hollywood drama, hookups, deals, and scandal. Radio Paparazzi on Sunny 101.5.
All right, it's 6:54. Here's Tracy.
Thanks, Jack. Well, Jonathan Majors avoided jail time yesterday. He was sentenced to a 52-week domestic violence rehabilitation program. Now, he had faced a year in jail on the misdemeanor assault charge. His ex-girlfriend, Grace Jabari, told the court he has not accepted responsibility and he will do this again. But all parties agreed that the year in jail penalty was too severe. Major's attorney said he lost his whole career. This has been the most challenging year of his life. And Jabari also said she was happy with the outcome of that hearing. Well, the host from Blue's Clues back in the day, Steve Burns, says the allegations of harassment and abuse at Nickelodeon more than two decades ago are heartbreaking. He's referring to the viral documentary series that everybody's watching called Quiet on Set. And he says he watched it, too, in horror and heartbreak. Now, Burns was the face of Blue's Clues at the time, and he didn't work at the network's Los Angeles studio where the bulk of the allegations reportedly took place. And he didn't really have any connection to the men who are at the forefront of the allegations, Nickelodeon mega producer Dan Schneider and acting coach Brian Peck. Burns says he is just heartbroken and feels for the victims of the alleged abuse.
Wow.
Well, Halle Bailey will take the lead role in an upcoming musical produced by Pharrell Williams. The project is described as a coming-of-age musical set in Virginia Beach in the summer of 1977, inspired by Williams' childhood neighborhood.
Mm.
Yeah, the musical is also going to star Kelvin Harrison Jr., and Oscar winner Divine Joy Randolph. Wow, that's cool. And two of my favorites, Scarlett Johansson and Channing Tatum, they're coming to the big screen soon in a new lunar love story. Gotta love this, the day after the eclipse.
Lunar love story.
Yeah, I don't think they chose the timing to release this trailer at all.
No.
Yeah, the first trailer for the movie's called Fly Me to the Moon is out. and it is set during NASA's historic 1969 moon landing mission.
Oh.
So Johansson plays Kelly Jones, part of the marketing team helping rehab NASA's public image. And Channing Tatum is launch director Cole Davis. The romantic comedy also stars Jim Rash, Ray Romano, and Woody Harrelson. Yeah, Fly Me to the Moon is going to be in theaters in partnership with Sony Pictures Entertainment and Apple Original Film July 12th. So that's cool. All righty. Today, let's do
today
some birthdays.
Today is what? What is so special today about April the 9th?
Okay, there's two things. Either Gin and Tonic Day.
Gin and Tonic Day? How do they come up with this
I
stuff?
I can't drink gin and tonics at all.
I can if it's a good gin.
And it's also Unicorn Day. So
you usually see unicorns after too many gin and tonics.
There
but
you go.
That.
There you
Ooh,
go.
Who are you kidding? All right.
Oh, my gosh. All right. Birthday. Celebrating a birthday today, Cynthia Nixon.
Who comes up with this stuff just kills me. Cynthia Nixon, ladies and gentlemen, is, she's 65.
She's 58.
No way.
Cynthia is not happy with you. Do you know who she is?
Yeah, as an actress. I can see.
Right, right. Red hair.
She's only 58?
Yeah, she's only 58.
Whatever.
Ooh, I hope she's not listening.
Oh, I haven't seen her lately. But I know who it is.
How about Marc Jacobs? You might not know him.
Why?
Well, you're not extremely fashionable, Jack.
I'm not too good at that, but that's a pretty big name, though. Mm-hmm. That's a pretty big name.
It is.
60. Okay, 60.
61.
61.
Good job.
All right.
And Kristen Stewart.
Oh, boy, these are so hard. Kristen Stewart is young. Yeah, I'd say young, like 30s. But where? So I'll just cut it in half. I'll say 35.
34.
All right.
Good job.
Well, got lucky on that.
Sunny 101.5 with Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks.
All right, we're at 7:42.
All right, I have a great life hack for making like huge ice. You know, maybe you're having a gathering or your mm-hmm. kids have sports and you've got one of those big igloo coolers and you want to keep the water or whatever in there cold yeah. for your sports team.
Hold on.
Jack and Tracy's Life Hacks, making life just a little bit easier.
Yes, we know that. Okay, go ahead.
Okay, so this is so easy. You use one of those silicone baking pans, you know, for cakes or whatever.
Yeah.
And that makes a huge ice mold. So you just fill that with water and put it in your freezer. I have so many of those. And,
never
you know,
would have thought of
there
that.
There are silicone cupcake molds, all of yeah. those things. You can just make massive ice cubes.
Massive cubes.
Isn't that a good one? As we, you know, the weather heats up.
I have one of those.
Yeah.
And I don't bake anything in them, so I might as well put them to
of
good use.
Of course you don't.
How
exactly.
about that? Well, this is something I never knew either. Did you know you can order Starbucks drinks at kids' temperature?
Kids' temperature? Yeah, what does that mean?
Well, the drink will be much cooler, and you'll never get a burnt tongue.
Huh.
It's also a good thing to know when you're ordering a hot drink, like a hot chocolate for a kid.
Okay. No so one. You tell them, kids' temperature, and they know what you're talking about.
It's the first I heard of it. But
how interesting.
I have to go with this. Since it was, I mean, if it's on the internet, it's got to be true. Sunny 101.5 and 7:53, and it's time for another edition of Go Figure North. Other parts of the country where things could happen that wouldn't happen here. This is, I think, one of those cases.
Okay.
Have you ever thought about maybe moving to Florida? Has that ever
never?
Never.
I have
you
no
in
desire
one?
To live in Florida.
Well, a lot of people do.
I know.
Like this.
Just not me.
Like this Florida woman who lives in Florida. I'm a Florida woman, and I live in Florida.
Oh, my gosh.
She had to call 911. So there's a problem right there. When you're calling 911, usually it's not a good thing.
Yeah, no.
And she called 911 to get help ejecting an unwanted house guest.
An alligator.
You went right
to
it.
Oh, gosh. Ooh,
8 feet
long. Oh, I'm sorry. I would lose
it. 8 feet long.
Oh, I would lose my mind.
Mary Hollenbach said she was at her home in Venice's Grand Palm community when she heard a banging at the front screen door. Oh, what is this? What's what? Thought it was somebody else who didn't live here trying to get into the wrong house. That was the first thing I thought. I got off the couch, came around the door, prepared to say, hey, you're in the wrong place.
Right.
Hollenbach said she had two thoughts when she saw the actual source of the sound. One is, oh my gosh, I have an alligator in my house. And number two is, oh my gosh, I have an alligator in my house, and how am I going to get rid of him?
Oh, my gosh.
Well, I think she did the right thing. She called 911 and ended up taking the combined efforts of several Sarasota County Sheriff deputies and Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission officers to get the 7-foot-11-inch gator out of the house. Now they're saying it's 7-foot-11. Earlier, they were saying 8 foot. By the end of this story, it's going to be 6 inches. I don't know. Anyway.
It's only an inch, Jack.
Yeah, I know. Anyway. Well, I'm a little particular about the facts.
But, you know, I bet they have those calls all the time.
Yeah, they have to. I bet they do. The homeowner said the gator must have traveled from a nearby pond to force its way through her door. He had to go through 2 yards, cross the street, and come into my house. But nobody saw him, and it was very surprising, she said. There you go.
Wow.
He probably just wanted to... Probably just wanted to watch cartoons.
And therein is one of the reasons I do not want to live in Florida.
Could just think about that. That is scary.
It's terrifying.
An 8-foot alligator in your house.
Yuck. Yeah, that's terrifying.
Oh my gosh. Nice alligator. That's a good boy.